It's the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coaches Corner from Farmer's Family Restaurant off Old Fort Parkway on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
Rolling into the 10 o'clock hour here on the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coaches Corner from WGNS Murfreesboro. At the top of the hour, at the 9 o'clock hour, if you missed our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, here's another look this morning. And let's start off with the girls in Huntland last night. The MTCS girls defeated the Hornets 61-47. It was Moore County 40, Eagle Bowl 29. Blackman over Oakland 58-32. Siegel Stars defeated Laverne 50-31. This is all girls now. It was Smyrna 61, Stewart's Creek 41. Riverdale a winner at Franklin County 54-42. And Livingston Academy 63, Central Magnet 39. On the boys' side of things, Eagle Bowl boys a 56-54 winner. We'll be talking about Eagle Bowl coming up a little later on in the program in this hour. MTCS 82, Huntland 76. Jason Piercy will be in for Cougar Corner a little later on. Good one last night. Oakland losing by one to Blackman, 37-36. We've got the Blackman side, Oakland side of that story coming up. Let's see, what else? 79-69, Siegel defeated the Laverne Wolverines. And we have that game on podcast if you want to go back and listen to the broadcast of last night's contest from Siegel. It was Smyrna 61, Stewart's Creek 46. Riverdale lost at Franklin County 56-52. They had a pretty good lead in that game, but the Rebels came back to win it 56-52, and Livingston Academy defeated Central Magnet. All of that in boys. Big week. Of course, the middle school basketball tournament rolls along here today. They started at 9. They've got six games today going on at Blackman Middle School. All right, time to turn our attention to the Stewart's Creek Redhawks, and Coach Arnett Bodenheimer joins us here this morning from Farmer's Family Restaurant, and we've done a little switcheroo. Chris Chambers is going to come up a little later on. Mike Wright may be in here after Arnett. Who knows? A little fruit basket turnover. You've got some more basketball to see, Coach, right?
Yes, sir. I got my son playing at 10 o'clock as we speak down there at the elementary school, and I want to get out there and see him.
So he plays in the middle school?
He plays elementary, the junior elementary. Pro, Smyrna junior pro.
Oh,
league.
How about
yeah,
that?
Yeah. I got to go out there and see him, you know.
Well, this is my first time to talk to you on the air here, you know, and how are you liking Rutherford County?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I think I know it's the place to be. You know, this is where you want to be. Good ball every night.
How do you put up with the other coaches like Ben Dotson and think? I mean, he started hammering you when you walked
in
the door.
Yeah, all of them give me a hard time because I guess I'm an easy target.
You're the rookie.
I'm the old guy, but I'm the rookie. these are my guys. All of us get along. You know, it's competition. We compete Tuesday and Friday night, but we're all here to help one another. That's one good thing about this county, man. You know, there's no jealousy. There's no backstabbing. We're all here trying to help one another.
You know, and it's not like that everywhere.
No,
really
it's
isn't.
Not. I've been places. You know, I've been to West Tennessee and in West Tennessee. Nothing gets past Jackson. If you want a tape, it doesn't get past Jackson. It doesn't get past Jackson. Oh, Coach, I've been in West Tennessee, and I've been here trying to get stuff from West Tennessee, so I know how they do things.
You know, and even, you know, let's say you're playing Riverdale. Riverdale will give you their own tape sometimes, you know? Whatever it takes.
I think it comes to it's like football. I think we have to do it like football. Every Friday night or Saturday morning, they wake up, well, they used to. Now it's huddle. They exchange two or three tapes, and it is what it is. And, I mean, that's how we need to go. We don't need the back door.
Yeah.
Hey, let me see your tape. Don't tell them I got it. You know.
You remember those tape days?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember those tapes. Yeah, I remember.
This used to be the place to trade tapes because all the coaches were together, you know, on Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
Now the Internet's obviously changed that. But, Coach, your team's struggling a little bit in one of the toughest leagues right now in Middle Tennessee and boys basketball, two state-ranked teams. I mean, it's a hard place to grow up, isn't it?
Oh, it's real hard, but this is where you want to go. If you want to be the best, if you want to have one of the better programs in the state of Tennessee, I mean, this is where you need to be. You know, you can go somewhere else and have success, but it could be fool's gold. And then you get out into the real world, Rutherford County, and you get hit in the mouth. You know, and you're scratching your head saying, I thought we were pretty good. and you've been playing in a league that's a fool's gold. So this is where you need to be.
Well, you look at you know, the region that we play, AAA, and you came from the girl side of that over at Columbia. On the boys' side of things, you know, they rack up some wins in the district.
Correct.
And their boys' league is not at the level of the boys' league here. And
right.
so when you get together and play, there's always, at least the last few years, it's been, can we sweep to get the tournament back here at one place?
Right.
And that obviously almost happens every year.
You look at it, you look at the history here, look, at least the last, what, four or five, somebody from this this district has gone to the state tournament. That says something about this district. It's tough. I mean, you know, we won seven games, and they were early. And then we got to the big boy league, and, you know, we're struggling a little bit. So that's what happened.
We're talking to Arnett Bodenheimer this morning of Stewart's Creek, and I think some people have a misconception. Things have been so good here in football and basketball. Girls side of things, a national champion last year in
right.
Riverdale girls,
right.
so on and so on. I think we take for granted here
mm-hmm.
how hard it is to get to the Murphy Center in boys basketball.
It's tough. It's tough in any league. I don't care, because on any given night, you can be beat by anybody.
Yeah.
You know, you could be number one and not lost a game, 27-0, and on that particular night, you can get beat. But it's really tough. Getting there, and especially in this league, because we see each other so much, and we beat up each other so much, you know. But you know, it's tough getting here. Period. I don't care if you're playing in my son's league and they're trying to go to Murfreesboro. You know, you know, every coach is trying to get a game plan for their players to get to Murfreesboro.
Coach, I think when you took this job, you obviously knew that there were going to be growing pains, but just like not really realizing how tough it is to get to the state, I'm not sure that anybody, until you're in it, can fully understand how difficult it can be. What are some of the things your team's going through right now?
Well, you know, I guess I need to listen to some people that are trying to calm me down and let me know and try to, you know, I got kids that come from who were JV guys last, JV and freshman guys last year. And here you are putting them against Jones and Clark at Siegel, you know, who've been doing it since, seems like they were 5 years old at Siegel with Dotson. It's a little different. You know, you go up against Juwan over there at Blackman, that group, they've been together for a while. And then, you know, we talked 2 weeks ago, that Laverne's group been together since birth, seems like, and Chambers.
Yeah,
and,
well,
know,
I mean, he coached him in middle school and right on up. So,
and,
yeah.
You know, my guys are JV guys, freshman guys, and we're trying to, you know, a couple things, build chemistry. We're still trying to build chemistry. I mean, it's going to take a minute. We're still trying to see what we're good at. I'm still trying to find out what works, what motivates those guys. I mean, year one is a learning process for everybody. It's everybody's learning. Me, the kids, parents, kids in the school. You know, last night I was really impressed with the crowd. You know, I think the Smyrna Stewart's Creek game it's going to be a rival.
Sure.
It's right down the street. You know, you get off Almaville Road, you go left, go right, we're down the street. And it was a great crowd. We had a little student section, you know, first one all year. I saw a lot of positive throughout the school, and the kids and the students and the community, but I didn't see a lot of positive in the game with my kids. And if you want to be great, if we're going to be good, that's the type of atmosphere we're going to have to play in, and we're going to have to play good in, you know, because if we get that atmosphere and we're not playing good, that atmosphere disappears. You know, we're trying to fill the seats and trying to get it all in there, because it's a community school.
Coach, when you look back, And I didn't see your game against Oakland and didn't see your game last night against Smyrna. But just by hearing you describe what happened in last night's game versus Smyrna and seeing the Oakland score, I have to think that this is part of that, what you're talking about. Play pretty well against a really tough Oakland team and maybe not so well and up to the potential last night.
Well, I just think Smyrna did a good job of taking us out of our game, taking and you know, we just didn't – I don't know what when you won from 17 in the first half from the field and you're only down 10 points, you know, somebody in that locker room besides me has to realize, okay, look, we're still in this ball game. Let's go out here and play the way we're not playing. It'd be different if we were playing our, you know, best we could. We fought like we were supposed to. You know, I could probably be in here and be a little more positive. But, you know, all night, when you're up all night and you're scratching your head and not knowing what's going on and playing the way we played yesterday, it just bothered me.
But you've had flashes of that this year. I mean, you've seen that at times from your team.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe not a full game, yes. Or, you know, maybe a half, but right. But you've had that, so you know the guys have got it in them.
Yeah, like you said, Oakland, you know, we came out, put ourselves in a hole, came out, fought, shot the ball well. You know, Mike's first game back, and I was proud of the effort we showed second half. But, you know, my thing is we got to get sick of having good losses. You understand? Mm-hmm. We got to find a way. I don't care. I'll take an ugly win. More than a good loss, or you know, we had to fight back. You know, with
you Siegel. Take being down 10 going into the final quarter and coming out with a 1-point win.
Yeah, against Siegel, and Ben will tell you we played pretty well, and then it just took. You know, Siegel just took over. You know, we were right there. I think at one point it was 25, 20, 28, 23, us, and then you know, so you know, one with a young team like this. One bad thing turns into another. It's a domino effect. You know, with Siegel, by the time you call a timeout, they're on a 16-0 run. Same with Blackman. I mean, I saw some positive things. We got in there and fought. Same with LeVert. I mean, I've seen it, but we got it. Like you said, we have to put it for four quarters. We can't have two quarters because we're not there yet.
Yeah.
We're not there yet.
Second quarter and into the fourth quarter is not going to win ball games for you.
Not us, because we're not I hope this is not negative. We're not good enough to do that yet. We will be, but not right now. Right now, we have to play a complete game, do what we're supposed to do, play hard, play with a lot of effort, play with a little pride. And I think that's what the word I'm looking for. We didn't play with a lot of pride last night.
You know. I've shared with my son who plays basketball that when you get the chance to put on a jersey and walk out there and it's got your school name on the front, that's who you're playing for. You're representing everybody that's in that school, all those fans, all those moms and dads who are there, and try to take pride in that. But with a new school, I guess you got to build that too.
You got to build it. Everything is built. Like I said, year one, yeah. It's a process. And you know, sometimes I've been spoiled, and sometimes I know I can, you know, if you come to my game, you can see where I get a little agitated. And you know, I go back and think about it, and like, you know, you probably could have handled that situation a little different. But, you know, we're all in this. We're all in. If we're not, we should all, coaches should be in this game. To teach these boys how to be men, how to be successful. If you do that, it carries over into the ball game. Because if you're going to be successful in life, you're going to do everything you can to be successful in this ball game, and you're going to do everything you can in the power to not to let your teammates down. And that's part of growing, and that's part of teaching. You know, it's more with me, and this year it's more than just teaching basketball. Whereas, and again, no disrespect, whereas LeVern can come in because they've been together so long. They've already been over this hurdle. Now they're playing basketball. We're trying to do it all. We're trying to build into winners, young men, you know, pride. Yeah, it all goes into it hand in hand, and it's going to pay off, and I have to be more patient. Me, I
well,
have to be more patient.
You know, and I think that goes back to what I said just a minute ago. You know, you take a job for the excitement, new school, and you know, there's no way that if you haven't done that, even if you've coached 30 years,
yes.
There's no way to understand everything that you've got to do outside of basketball to create a basketball program.
That's true, and I have to tell my wife this all the time. It's different from going into Columbia last year where they hadn't been successful in a while, but the program was there. I just had to go in and just fine-tune some things, change some practice ways, understand how to work hard, and it changed. The attitude, the atmosphere changed. Here, it's ground. It's, you got to do it. It's ground zero. You're taking a new program because what you do in year one carries on into year two, year three, and it equals tradition. You're starting a tradition here at this new school, and it's different.
Well, 10 years from now, who knows what we're talking about?
Right. But the tradition would start at year one.
Exactly.
You know, that you know, like Columbia. Columbia girls have been good in the past with Harlow, and that's what everybody remembers. You know, so everybody's waiting on that tradition to come back. Here, Jalen Fern, Jalen Washington, Paul Kalen, Cameron Marsh, Reggie Pugh, Centennial Lines. When you come back in 25 years, hopefully, and there's a reunion of the first team at Stewart's Creek, that's you. You started that tradition. You can come in that locker room in year 25 and talk about, we had some ups and downs, bumps and bruises. We didn't understand what was going on, but in year two, we fixed that, turned it around, and got the tradition, got the ball rolling. So, I mean, you know, that's what has to happen.
Coach, you got more district basketball to go. You getting a little warm up from a friend. I get a hug, you know. Isn't that nice? The closeness of this league. Huh?
Boy, that Ben Dodson, that's my guy. Hey, these guys, they're crazy.
Yeah, crazy. That's the word for it.
Boy, I tell you, they're a mess.
Riverdale, Blackman, Laverne, Siegel. I mean, the stretch just gets so much easier now for you, right?
Yeah. I'll get more sleep now. But it's, you know, it's round two. We got to fix some things. Got to fine tune some things on Tuesday. Riverdale's playing well. You know, I think what happened, and this is just the coaches coaching me. I think what happened, they probably overlooked Franklin County because they beat them last time pretty good. Got a good win on Smyrna. You know, that can happen. You know, Franklin County was the, what do they call it, the setup game. You know, but I'm pretty, Kevin does a great job. He's done a great job getting these guys to play, buy in, and they're playing well off each other. And I know Tuesday is going to be a good game.
Well, Coach, I know if there's anyone that can get this thing going in the right direction and laying that groundwork and building on that tradition, it's you, and I feel like the girls' program's in good shape there with Jessica. So,
Jessica's doing a great job. I love that girl to death. She talked to me last night, came because she knew I was pretty upset, and I don't know if she's listening, but I do appreciate those talks.
Well, I mean, the fact that you've got somebody there that you know, understands what you're going through, maybe
right.
Just girls versus boys, but you know, you got to be able to rely on all these coaches, and it sounds like you just fit right in like a glove.
I think I'm pretty easy to get along with. You know, I think I can fit in with anybody. I think I'm a people person. But I do appreciate everybody helping me out. I mean, the guys talk to me all the time. They, hey, you knew it was gonna be tough. Keep your head up. Mike texted me the other night after the game. He saw how upset I was because of the execution, and he just texted me and he was just like, man, you know. You got the guys playing hard. You know it's year one. Just hang in there. He said, I'm going to make sure I'm out of here by the time you get this thing rolling.
Coach, we certainly appreciate you coming in this morning.
I appreciate it.
You know, you get to go see some more basketball.
Yeah, man. I get to go see my little man get out there, my twin, everybody calls him my mini-me, get out there. And he's probably shooting the ball a little too much now since I'm not there.
Uh-oh.
Because nobody's telling him to rebound. So I got to get there and tell him to rebound because, I tell him all the time my favorite player is Charles Barkley, not Michael Jordan. You know.
I'm glad you didn't say Dennis Rodman.
No. Charles Barkley's my guy. I had 34 and all that other stuff. Charles Barkley, he could do it all.
Well, you know, you go take care of business out there, and, Coach, we'll see you back here in a few weeks. Appreciate you stopping in this morning.
I appreciate having me. Y'all do a great job with high school basketball and football and everything for Rutherford County. We all appreciate what you do.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is.
Arnett Bodenheimer joining us here this morning. Stewart's Creek Boys basketball head coach. When we come back, the coach's conversation will continue right here from Farmers Family Restaurant on WGNS, AM, FM, online, WGNSradio.com, and on the WGNS apps.